Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters in the Most High. For those who are tuning in for the first time, this is your girl, Shanika L. Alright, so all praises and great glory, first of all, belongs to Yahweh, the Most High God, for the divine word for our first episode in our Proverbs 31:1 woman series. Now, really, this word can be applied to both us women and men alike, because it's not just women, y'all, that do what we are about to discuss, because, y'all, it is so easy to do, especially when we have that longing and that desire to be married. It's so easy to do what we're about to discuss. All right, so my kings and queens out there, are you idolizing marriage? When we idolize something, we place that person or thing above God, and it's also referred to as covetousness, which is a strong and eager desire to obtain something, and is usually accompanied by impatience. And y'all, I have mentioned this in a previous video. Impatience is a form of pride, because it's around being self-centered. It's all about you and not about somebody else or anybody else. So in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, it says to mortify, which means to put to death or bring under control or subjection. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. All right, so it is so imperative, y'all, that we do not idolize marriage, because especially before it happens, because when we do this, we do away with our relationship with God, and then we then replace it with an idea or concept. And that's a huge if, y'all, because remember, our God is a jealous God who don't want us to worship nobody or anything else but him. All right, so if he does send you your mate, and if you were idolizing marriage before, you will not only idolize that marriage, but the person you will become married to. All right, so we're going to be discussing three signs, y'all, that you may be idolizing marriage. The first sign is it is constantly on your mind. When you wake up in the morning, when you are at work, when you're driving, in your activities, when you constantly thinking about marriage, y'all, you thinking about what your future husband gonna look like, you thinking about what your children gonna look like, you thinking about what he gonna look like, you thinking about your wedding day, all of the like. And y'all, don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with imagining it every now and then, but when it gets to the point where it's consuming most of your thought processes, this is a sign that you may be idolizing that thing. And also keep in mind is that we, especially us ladies, y'all, we tend to imagine a false idea or potential of a thing versus the reality, which leads to false expectations. All right, so when your spouse do come and it don't measure up to what you imagine in your head, it is a possibility that you may reject that person because of a false perception. And we definitely don't want that to happen. So if you're finding yourself doing this, you can refocus your thoughts by reading and studying the word. You can be praying or talking to the Most High. Y'all, you can even be praying to God to help you redirect and reestablish your thoughts, so your mind won't be consumed with the idea of marriage and with that marriage and with your potential partner. All right, so the second sign is that you are discontent with being single. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So if you are discontent in your singlehood, and you are literally saying that you are not content with God. And this is why I say that. Sometimes God places us in a period of separation when it's just him and us for various reasons. But one of the obvious reasons is that he wants to have a closer relationship with him. So if you're not satisfied with God, how are you supposed to be satisfied with somebody else? And you want to know how you know you're not content with being single? When everybody else around you get married or find love, you get envious or jealous, and you begin to get mad at God. You start to question God and his goodness towards you. You may even start saying something like, how can this person be finding love and not me? And I have found myself doing this so many times, and I'm like, man, this person don't even follow you, and how can this person be getting married and I'm sitting over here waiting? Y'all, that is what the enemy wants you to do. And when this happens, you begin to do the third sign. The third sign is that you begin to rush God. You begin to demand the Most High to send you your spouse. And when he don't move when you want him to, you may even begin to take matters into your own hands, like going on dating sites. You may be asking your friends if they have single friends. And my sisters, y'all, you know we are not supposed to be looking for our husband, because the Bible say that whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So y'all, my sisters out there, if y'all are doing this, if you out there looking for your husband, if you asking your friends if they got single friends or single brothers, stop, please. Let the Most High do the matchmaking, okay? Because God is a God of order. And when things are out of order, it will become a mess. It will become full of chaos, and it will be full of confusion. And y'all will understand why in just a little bit, all right? So I remember when I did this, y'all. I remember I did my best to pursue this guy, pursue him. And y'all, when I said that was one of the most toxic relationships I have ever been in, because it started off wrong. It started off out of order. Anything that start off wrong is going to end wrong. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. So when we let marriage become our idol, y'all, and then when it begins to consume our thoughts and we let it consume our thoughts, guess what? We grow discontent in being single, right? And when we grow discontent, we start rushing God. And when we rush God, which he hates, by the way, now, he don't like being rushed now, he will then allow the enemy to send you a counterfeit. And because now you are so dissatisfied with being single, you will end up settling for that counterfeit, which can be extremely difficult to get out of without God intervention. Just like what I just said, it will be a mess. It will be full of confusion. It will be full of chaos. Why? Because you done fell for the enemy's counterfeit. Y'all, this is why I said earlier, it is a big if the Most High send you your God-given mate if you're idolizing marriage. Because I have found in my experiences that the Most High sent me a counterfeit when I idolized marriage. Because God is a jealous God, y'all. He not going to send you somebody that he know that you'll worship, but the enemy will. Oh, glory be to God for that revelation, baby. The enemy will, and he'll allow the enemy to do it. He will allow the enemy to do it. And he will send you a person that will hurt you and cause so much pain in your life to where you have no choice but to run back to the Most High, baby. Glory be to God. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me. Remember what Romans 8:25 says. It says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We have to be patient, y'all. We have to be patient with the Most High. His timing is perfect. His timing is everything. You hear me? And in this season of being single, maybe, just maybe, y'all, he's trying to teach you the real concepts of marriage. Because, y'all, this world, we have allowed this world to paint a distorted view of marriage. And maybe God needs to destroy that perception to teach us the truth. Remember what Matthew 6:21 say, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if your mind is focused on marriage and not on the things above, that is where your heart is. So if you find yourself focusing on marriage more than the Most High or the things above, then just know you are idolizing that thing. Remember, we are called to seek God first in his righteousness, y'all. And all these things he will add unto us. He knows our heart's desires and he has heard our prayers. We just have to remain faithful in him, trust in him, and know that in his timing, if he has called you to marriage, he will send you your spouse. Glory be to God. I hope that this word has encouraged my brothers and my sisters especially, but my brothers out there too. Just know you pray to the Most High and you give him that thing and you begin to have a really deep, close relationship with God. You also have to look at your intent on why you want to get married. If you out here trying to get married to fill a void or something, no, only the Most High can feel that which you are longing from in a person. Because remember, we are all flesh. Men fail us. Women fail us. If we learn to fully embody the Most High and fully depend on him for everything, y'all, it would be very, very difficult to turn that marriage and your future partner into that idol, because you have become so embedded in the Most High that you won't allow nobody to come in between it, no matter who they are. Always keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind. I love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all stay tuned and make sure that y'all share this podcast and this YouTube video, because I will post it to my YouTube channel with those who you may know that they need to hear this word. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.